The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
The Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast with your hosts, the Impact Playa, Phil Rea, and Dave Mega Powers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very, 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 very special edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As I like to call them, Philatorials. I am your host, your gracious host, the heavyweight primate, the blue collar scholar, the impact player, Mr. Phil Rea. And I'm doing this solo because I don't want anybody else's opinion. I don't want to sound like a dick, but this is something that's been bothering me for at least, not only for a couple of years, but lately, a couple of months, okay? And it all started when, I want to say, maybe 15 years ago. You guys all know my buddy Tank. We got into an argument, not even an argument, like a discussion about the Hall of Fame. And it was like, you know, I believe, I want to say, like 90, I don't know, 98, whatever it was. Because in the late 90s, somebody got in and we were like, well, how come, he was like, well, how come so-and-so is in and this guy's not in? How come so-and-so is in and not this guy is in? How come, blah, blah, blah. It went on and on and on and on and on. And I couldn't make it any more clearer to him that it's not like well, here's the thing. The WWE Hall of Fame is a let me precursor this before I go all crazy. The WWE Hall of Fame is a nice added piece to WrestleMania weekend. And I've said it on the show a million times that for my family anyway, it's like my wife's favorite part of the weekend, where she gets to sit down and watch these guys and girls get their, you know, get their name, and they get into immortality. They are recognized for their talent, and they tell all these great stories. And you know, sometimes they're out of character, sometimes they're not. Their children, their spouses, their friends, everybody's there, or they're part of the action. And it's a really nice night. And for the casual wrestling fan who doesn't, like my wife, who doesn't know a whole lot about it, unless she reads about it, gets an insight. And, you know, me as a sports fan, I get real emotional when my guys get in, like hockey, football, baseball, basketball. Those are the guys I grew up with, you know. So when I saw guys like Mark Messier get into the Hall of Fame for hockey, or I saw guys like Patrick Ewing get into the Hall of Fame, or Dominique Wilkins for the NBA, or Gary Carter, or now Mike Piazza, or Tom Seaver, or any Met that got in, or Tony Gwynn, my former favorite players. There's so many guys that I grew up idolizing that I get emotional when I see them, or I have their baseball or their bubblegum card, you know? Pro wrestling really didn't do that for me until the 90s. And on top of that, there's not even a physical building to put their statues in. So my whole argument was, well, it really doesn't count that there's nothing to go visit. Like, you can't go to Titan Towers right now in Connecticut and see, you know, plaques and statues of everybody that's been inducted since 1993. You can't. Or the 4 years that they took off. I'm sorry, almost 10 years. Because they did it in 96. And the last time, that was the last time they did it until 2004. So. And now every year, when WWE does their Road to WrestleMania, for the last 6 weeks of their programming, they'll announce between, I think, four and like six people. You know? And they'll every week they get like a, you know, like, what is it? Like this year, in particular, there's been, you know, let's see, one, two, we'll count the Freebirds as three, Boss Man's four, Jackie's five, and Stan Hansen's six. Yeah, Stan Hansen. Okay. So, listen, I'm not going to spend an hour or 2 hours on breaking down every single participant, okay? I'm not. Or the venue that they originated from. I'm not. I'm just going to explain to people why certain people are in and certain people are not. Every year this list comes out now for WrestleMania weekend, and it's been fantastic. WWE has done a really good job of recognizing talent that really necessarily didn't make an impact on their organization. And if they did, it wasn't really a huge impact. For example, Tatsumi Fujinami, like last year. You know? If you don't know who he is, you should be listening to my show or anybody else's show. But that's just my opinion. But, you know, Fujinami didn't have a huge impact on WWE. Maybe behind the scenes, working agreements with Japan. But, you know, that kind of thing. And every year I'd have this conversation with Tank. Oh, how come, you know, Bruno's not in? I said, I'll tell you why Bruno's not in. And we'd have this conversation. How come the Warrior's not in? How come Rick Rude's not in? How come Brian Pillman's not in? How come Demolition isn't in? And I'll tell you why. And I brought up Demolition for a reason. So I take my niece, my nephew, and my son to a autograph signing in Queens, New York. Oh, I don't want to say 3 years ago. And it was Demolition. And yeah, I'm a huge Demolition mark. Everybody knows that. I'm a tag team mark regardless. Whether Demolition were knockoffs of the Legion of Doom, that's fine. So be it. I don't care. I love them anyway. And you got to love the individuals that were in it, except for Crush. I'm not a big fan of Crush, but, you know, Barry Darso, who was Smash, had a huge career prior to that. And he had some pretty good characters, and he had some pretty bad characters. To the point where Barry Darso won't even talk about the bad characters, and they were cult classics. You're not allowed, when you do shoot interviews or you get an autograph, you're not allowed, they'll tell you, don't mention the Black Top Bully. Don't mention the Rebo Man. And I'm like, I'm saying to myself, but they got you over. You got paid. Like, you were, people liked it. It was funny. But he was also, you know, Crusher Khrushchev, and he was part of the whole training class with the Road Warriors and all those guys. So Barry Darso's had some really, you know, he had plenty of successful runs of pro wrestling. Bill Eady is the masked superstar, for Christ's sake. These guys are in their 60s, still fucking touring. Still doing VFW posts in West Virginia. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not knocking that hustle. Because if you can get an 8x10 with them in the face paint, whether they're 30 or 60 years old, like we did, it's nice. It's a nice conversation piece. But this, when people ask him, hey, man, how come y'all not in the Hall of Fame yet? And I heard this before by Marks. How come you're not in the Hall of Fame yet? How come you're not in the Hall of Fame yet? Well, why don't you ask Vince McMahon? Yeah, go ask Vince McMahon. I'll kick your stinking teeth in. That's my Smash impression. But they always say, go ask Vince McMahon. Go ask Vince McMahon. They don't tell you why. Bruno told you why. Bruno didn't get in because he hated the product. Because he didn't watch wrestling for 20 years. That's why Bruno didn't get in. Him not watching wrestling for 20 years, though, I'm calling shenanigans. As much as I adore Bruno Sammartino, I'm just calling shenanigans, you know. But why didn't Warrior get in at that point? Did you see the Warrior's videos on YouTube? Did you see what he said about people in the industry? Mainly Hulk Hogan, mainly Triple H, mainly Vince McMahon. There was a reason why he didn't get in for a very long time. There was a big reason why he didn't get in for a long time. It's called politics. So the last couple of weeks, you know, the internet, the Freebirds get in. Charles Wright gets in. Who, if you don't know who Charles Wright is, he was the Godfather. He was the Soul Taker. He was Papa Shango. He was Kama Mustafa. He was a good hand in the Attitude Era. Okay. Now how come he's getting in? Because he was a character. You know? And if you look at this list, right? I'm sorry, I'm jumping around. But and then Jacqueline gets in. Miss Jackie. Well, how come, you know, how come she gets in? This is a... And these, like, websites and Facebook pages and Twitter. Do you people realize what she did for the industry? Being a woman, A, because it wasn't really big. Women's wrestling wasn't big until the Attitude Era. That's A. B, she was the first African-American women's champion, unless there's somebody else, and I'm wrong about that, but I don't think I am. And also, she's to beat men up. And she was Miss Texas and all these other feds that she was in. She beat up men legit. Won tough guy competitions. You know, so she's a badass. And she deserves a place. Well, how come Stan Hansen's getting in? And this is where I almost lost my mind. Someone asked why Stan the Lariat Hansen was not getting in. Was getting in. And I said to this kid, he's a kid. I said, do you realize what he's done? Do you realize he was very instrumental in the careers of guys like Bruno Sammartino? Do you realize that he was immortalized in another fucking country? That's how his legacy came to the States back twofold. Do you realize that? Do you realize that the guy went to fucking Japan and they're still giving him recognition here? Because he was such a badass that he stamped his ticket to immortality years ago and that he's still getting props to this day in my country that I live in. AWA, NWA, New Japan, All Japan, WCW. Look at his stuff with Luger in the 90s. Stop, you fucking marks. And you know what? Not for nothing. Here's the deal. I love the word mark. I love the fact that there are people who are passionate enough to care about wrestling to the point where they go out of their way and talk about it, like on social media, on podcasting, any outlet that you have that you're using, right? Educate yourselves first, though, guys. Come on. And I'm not, listen, I know a lot. I have a yada, I'm getting crazy, but I have a lot of young fans who listen to this podcast. And they've sent me letters, emails, messages on Facebook. Phil, I never knew that about so-and-so. Thank you. Phil, I wasn't aware that this guy did this and that guy did that, and I'm sold. You got a new fan and blah blah blah. And listen, I appreciate every single one of you who give me input on social media. But you need to educate yourselves. You do. Because before YouTube, before Meltzer's dirt sheets, before the fucking Mean Gene 900 numbers, all you had were magazines. For 33 years, I'm watching the sport. For 33 years, I've been talking about the sport. For 33 years, I've invested a third of my life and my savings and my time into pro wrestling. I love it. That's why I talk about it every week at 42 years old. That's why my family's invested in it because of me. That's why all my friends come over four times a year to watch it on pay-per-view or the network now. That's why. Because it's still entertainment. So when somebody gets recognized for their entertainment or for their contribution to sports entertainment, why would anybody say something negative about it? Why? Your person's going to get in. You may not be alive to appreciate it, but they're going to get in. I grew up in idolizing guys like Mark McGwire until I found out he was a junkie. He's not going to get into the Hall of Fame. I idolize Pete Rose. He's probably not going to get in until I'm dead or he's dead. Barry Bonds, Rafael Palmeiro, all baseball guys who should be Hall of Famers, Sammy Sosa, but they're all cheaters. You know? I'm going to see Martin Brodeur get in as a hockey goaltender. I loved him, but even though I hate the Devils. You know? I'm probably going to see Jaromir Jagr get in. I've seen Gretzky. I've seen Lemieux. I've seen Brett Hull. I've seen Patty LaFontaine. I've seen all my favorite guys growing up get into the Hall of Fame. I'm lucky. I'm very, very lucky. Baseball, ridiculous. Football, Warren Moon, Chris Carter, all my favorites. Barry Sanders, my favorites. All my favorite guys. Earl Campbell, fucking Lawrence Taylor, all these guys. The difference between them and Sports Entertainment Hall of Fame is that those guys get voted in by sports writers. That's the only politics you get with that. Sports writers get to vote those guys in. They don't go by a committee of peers. They don't go by a vote by the fan. They go by sports writers and officials. In pro wrestling, with this Hall of Fame, the NWA Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, it's all politics. It's all politics. And I don't understand the common fan that goes on social media and continues to bash this. Like, what basis do you have? Well, this guy should get in before this guy. This girl should get in before that guy, and vice versa. Like, what do you know? None of us know the politics. Nobody. I brought the list up, right? And I'm scrolling, and I'm looking at some of these names, right? And I'm not going to. Well, Pete Rose is in, but that's because of politics. But I'm going to go down. I'm going to just mention a couple of names that of guys you really wouldn't think were instrumental. Okay. And it's guys like. Here we go. Here we go. Where's my list? My list is like, hold on a minute here. Here we go. Give me one second. William Perry's in as a celebrity. Guys like Eddie Graham, who really didn't do anything in the WWE, but like Eddie Graham was a fucking a legendary promoter. You know, Bill Watts was never a WWE guy. And here's the thing. Here's Coco Beware. Do you people realize what Coco Beware has done for the industry? At a time where, you know, mid-card guys were just run-of-the-mill. This guy wrote music for them. He sang for them on their music. He fucking was very instrumental in Memphis. Like, you know, he had a career before that, and like he came here and he excelled as a mid-carder. And I say excelled because he's a good guy. He's a really good fucking guy. But every time somebody shits on the Hall of Fame, you bring up, oh, well, Coco Beware got in. Coco Beware got in. Coco Beware was Rookie of the Year in 1979. Coco Beware wrestled for, like I said, Jerry Jarrett in the CWA. Coco Beware feuded with Danny Davis and the Valiants and Tojo Yamamoto and Tommy Rich and Dutch Mantel. Coco Beware refereed a huge title match between Jerry Lawler and other guys. He had successful tag teams with Steve Kern and Bobby Eaton. He was Stagger Lee as pretty young thing. They feuded with the Fabulous Ones. Like, are you serious right now? With the Young Bloods? He had a career. He had a career. And this is what I'm talking about. Like, the fans don't have a grasp of who they want, who they don't want. It gets very clouded. You know, people were like, "Well, how come Johnny Rods got in? Are you serious right now? How come, how come Don Morocco got in? I don't understand you people." They gave the nod to guys like Vern Gagne, Nick Bockwinkel, the original Sheik. Gordon Solie had nothing to do with the WWE. Was legendary. The Von Erichs, outside of Kerry, nobody else. The Vachons, Stu Hart, Bullet Bob Armstrong, Abdul the Butcher, Mil Máscaras, I think, who wrestled once in WWE on a pay-per-view. You know? Carlos Colon, who produced kids that wrestled here but never wrestled here really regularly, but was a huge promoter and a Caribbean champion for his time. You know? I don't understand the fan, really. I don't. It's politics. Well, how come Rick Rude's not in? Maybe Rick Rude's family don't want to acknowledge the athlete that was Rick Rude. Maybe they feel that what he did was separate from his private life. Maybe Brian Pillman's family feels the same way. Okay? Maybe, you know, Owen Hart's wife, who just agreed to a DVD with a lot of constraints, don't want to come up on a podium and glorify that his husband was killed. Her husband was killed because of the business. How come Miss Elizabeth's not in? Maybe Miss Elizabeth's family wants to not associate her part of being hooked on pills, working for wrestling, and dying at a young age because she was a junkie. You know? It's politics. And people are like, well, they should get inducted anyway. Right. You want, like, they do in sports. You know, if the, well, so-and-so is not here to receive this, so we'll give it to his son here, or his daughter, or his wife, or his cousin, or his friend, or whatever, right? Or when hip-hop was not recognized in the Grammys, and they would give it to them, like, during a commercial break, we gave Run DMC, Rap Album of the Year, and they would not be there to accept it because they were boycotting it because it sucks so fucking bad. Oh, well, Run DMC can't be here tonight, so, you know, we'll have whatever black actress or actor at the time just to accept it, who's popular on their behalf at the time. It's not like that in pro wrestling. It's not. It's politics. So the Demolitions of the world, Rick Rude's of the world, the Brian Pillman's of the world, the Midnight Express, Magnum T.A., Nikita Koloff. I can go on and I can give you a fucking list of guys and girls that belong in. As I sip my soda. When Bruno got in, I was ecstatic. Excuse me, as I belch into the microphone, I don't care. I got excited because here's a guy that, where I grew up, was idolized by everybody. And I was unfortunate to get the tail. I was unfortunate to see him in his prime because I was so young. But I got to see him at his tail end, and I got to see him do commentary. And I would always acknowledge Bruno as one of the greatest, because he was. He mesmerized New York. He was for the people. At one point, he sold out the Garden more times than Frank fucking Sinatra. And I believe still holds the record for sellouts. Even though Billy Joel has to play 700 shows between last May and now. And he still can't sell out as much as Bruno Sammartino did. That's props. That's acknowledgement. Even if Bruno never got into the Hall of Fame, that's my Hall of Fame on 33rd and 7th. People make a big deal about the Hall of Fame because of the internet. People have something to talk about. Oh, this guy should go in. That guy should go in. People gave shit about last year about Rikishi. Fuck out of here. He's a character. Samoan SWAT team. Rikishi. Samoan Savage. DSST. He was in a bunch of stuff, you know? What about Randy Savage should have got inducted by his brother? That's another thing, too. Like, people get all uppity. Like, you know, his brother should induct him. And maybe. But there's politics involved. No one wants to see Lanny Poffo on stage inducting Randy Savage. They're not paying for that. They're paying for somebody to induct him. They did it. They let Hogan do it. Well, they weren't friends. Who the fuck do you know? What do you know if they were friends or not? His brother said so. So what? My sister could tell you tomorrow I'm a mass murderer. Do you believe her? You fucking people are so gullible, man. Just, and I'm not trying to be a dick, but like, let go for a minute, man. This all goes back to me asking all of you to suspend your disbelief and to accept what you have because I'm not saying you have to accept it. I'm just saying, like, it's always going to be this way. You know? Your guy is going to get in. Your girl is going to get in, but not now. Not now.
Well, how come Scott Hall got in as Razor Ramon?
Stop. Stop. You think it was fun for people who were fans of the Sheepherders to watch them as the Bushwhackers? I remember as a teenager saying, weren't these guys like crowning people with flagpoles and steel chairs like 8 months ago? And now they're doing a funny dance and looking at people's faces at ringside? I was one of those teenagers because of the Aptamags. I never acknowledged them as the Bushwhackers. However, I respect them because they had to get paid, because they had to reinvent themselves to get over and to support their families. I'm not a big fan of Larry Zbysko because he dicked the show over and wanted to charge me $50 an hour to be on my show, which is not worth it. However, Larry Zbysko was an amazing talent, was a protege of Bruno Sammartino, and he deserves it. Was he in WWE for a long time? No. No. He wasn't. But this is what I'm talking about. Like, every time a new inductee comes out, the fans go bananas. Administrators of these old school wrestling web pages on Facebook, they go bananas. Stop. It doesn't work like sports Hall of Fames. I want to see a building of these people getting immortalized. I do. I want to go on vacation in Florida and like see. I want to go to the Hall of Fame and see an Andre the Giant statue, where Andre was not only the first inductee, but they didn't have a fucking ceremony for him. They gave him a video package. Okay. And I get emotional because if you were, 8 years old, 9 years old in the early 80s and you knew about Andre the Giant and you knew what kind of impact he had on wrestling, that's how Andre was with me, you know? So Andre gets acknowledged. They name a battle royal after him. That's cool. I like that. As corny as the matches are the last couple of years, I don't care. because they acknowledge the old school. I have no problem with Triple H inducting Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't. Because Arnold's a fan. Pete Rose, a fan. I heard they're putting Regis Philbin in. Regis was a fan. Drew Carey was a fan. Well, he says he was a fan. I don't know if he was, but you know, but I know the other guys were fans. Trump was a fan. And I know what's going on right now with Trump. I don't want to get into it, but he was a wrestling fan. He gave us two WrestleManias out of his building. One that we're talking about this weekend for the farewell to Mega Powers. You know? Mike Tyson got in. Mike Tyson's a fan. You know? Bob Uecker, a fan. Wendy Richter was part of the Rock and Wrestling Connections. And you all should get into. I understand that. You know? I don't have any. I have zero issues, really, with any of these guys. I don't. I may have not liked some of these guys as a kid or as an adult, but you have to respect the lineage and you have to respect the WWE for recognizing these guys. People actually gave shit about the Freebirds. And I was like, are you kidding me? Freebirds should have been 20 years ago. And then people start using the whole location thing. And I mentioned this too, that, you know, well, they're in Texas. They should have these guys in Texas. And there's some validity to that. I mean, that's a valid point that fans have. It's not the do-all, say-all, though, where you're going to start, like, you know, I'll give you a good example. Like, Andre was inducted in 93. Let me see 94. I'll go to 94 for a second. Who's in 94? Here's the 94 class. Arnold Skolin, Bobo Brazil, Buddy Rogers, Chief J. Strongbow, Freddie Blassie, Gorilla Monsoon, and James Dudley, right? You know where they had the ceremony? Baltimore. I don't think any of those guys are from Baltimore. None. See where I'm going with this? Like, I really feel like the fans are not connecting with what they're trying to do. It's all politics. It's not the fact that their guy isn't well-liked. You have to get permission for certain things. You know, Vince bought all the libraries, so Vince can make a fucking video package and a DVD about Rick Rude and make a nice, sick Blu-ray about Rick Rude and his career, because Rick Rude was in World Class, and Rick Rude was in WWE, and Rick Rude was in the NWA as a tag team champion, and WCW as the international and U.S. champion. So you can have a Rick Rude best of, which would be amazing in my DVD collection. But maybe his family doesn't want it. Maybe his kids don't want it. Maybe Rick Rude wasn't really a big wrestling fan. Maybe he just did it because he needed money and he was good at it. You don't know. Nobody knows the politics. There are so many guys and girls that deserve to get in, right? And every year I had this conversation with Tank again last week. Tank's like, well, they're in Texas. And I said, I understand what you're talking about. But you don't get it. And I don't think a lot of people do get it. Here's the fun part of it. The fun part is I love how the fans will come on social media and go, they don't deserve to be in. Jacko doesn't deserve to be in. The Big Boss Man doesn't deserve to be in. Like, really? Like, who are you to say that, though? Like, did you fucking wrestle for 20 years? Are you walking around crippled now because you entertained people for 20 years? Are you dead now because you wanted to entertain the crowd so much that you put your body through extreme measures and took pain pills and steroids and medication to feel good so you can go to the next town and make your fucking sorry ass who's sitting there who paid for a ticket happy that you're there? No, you didn't do any of that. You didn't do any of that. Terry Gordy did. Buddy Roberts did. Randy Savage did. Paul Bearer did. The Warrior did. Yokozuna did. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional. Bob Armstrong did. Stu Hart did. Gorgeous George did. The Briscoes did. Eddie Graham did. Master Fuji did. My fucking hero, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, he definitely did. Sherry Martel did. Eddie Guerrero did. Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, who's a half a cripple with cancer now, he did. Roddy fucking Piper did. As much as I can't stand Billy Graham, he did. Big John Studd did. Killer Kowalski did. Jimmy Snooker's on his way out. And whether he killed his girlfriend or not is irrelevant, but he did. Captain Louis Albano did more for this business than most people did. Fabulous Moolah, Grand Wizard, Big Cat Ernie Ladd, Antino Rocca, Gorilla Monsoon, Classy Freddie Blassie, Chief J. Strongbow, Buddy Rogers, Bubba Brazil, Arnold Skolin, Andre the Giant, all dead, all major contributors to sports entertainment. Whether they were in WWE or not, major contributors to sports entertainment. They deserve a fucking plaque. They deserve a statue, a head bust, a fucking certificate, and a DVD of all their stuff if they have it. How fucking dare you fans, some of you fans, to say that someone doesn't deserve to be in a Hall of Fame? It ain't like they were in sports where they all individual accolades. Because I have arguments with people all the time. In baseball in particular. In baseball, if you hit 500 home runs, you should be in the Hall of Fame. In baseball, if you have 3,000 strikeouts, you should be a lock for the Hall of Fame as a pitcher. However, there's the one guy who had, like, you know, 2,700 strikeouts, won a couple of World Series, a couple of All-Star appearances, maybe a Cy Young Award or two, and he's not in. And that's an argument with somebody. Maybe somebody's not a fan of that team, of that, or the teams that he played for. Maybe he's just not a fan of that pitcher. Or maybe he wasn't a fan of the guy who batted 220 and hit 400 home runs, where I think Dave Kingman should get in, but Dave Kingman has a lifetime batting average of like 220 or 206 or something like that. But the guy had monster home runs. Didn't win any championships either, I don't think. This is what I'm talking about. That could be an argument. You could say that guy deserves it, that guy does. When it comes to sports entertainment, all of your arguments are invalid. Everyone who's even considered a Hall of Famer should be in. You just can't fit every person in every year. You want to do four people, six people, eight people? Awesome. You want to do two people? Fine. But you're going to get acknowledged. Your guy, your girl is going to get acknowledged. And I don't want anybody to take this personally. I don't. I really, really don't. Because I'm not trying to attack anybody. I just want you guys to understand that it's not because of anything else but politics. And you can hate the current product right now. You can shit on it. But you see, I've been watching this for over 30 years. So I've seen the trends. I've seen the worst and the best. I don't even think this is as bad as the 90s. Even though it's really bad most of the time on TV. It's not as bad as those mid-90s before the Attitude Era. I'm sorry. Thank God for WCW and NWA and ECW. And bootleg cable. And tape trading. Because I would have stopped watching wrestling altogether. Honestly, I would have. God forbid you are happy for these people. Wrestling fans are so fucking finicky that they're going to pick and shoot on every single thing that's bad and find nothing negative to say. I mean, nothing positive to say. Everything's got to be negative. Everything. How could people be so negative? And let me tell you something. I've had a rough fucking life. Sometimes I can validate my shitty upbringing. But if I sat there and pointed a finger at every person who impacted me negatively in my life, meaning family, friends, teachers, police officers, I have a fucking laundry list of people. Then you waste energy pointing fingers at people when you really should point the finger at yourself and go, it's about me, and I have to make myself a better person. So when you're behind your fucking computer in your mom's basement, or you're sitting in class on your smartphone or your tablet, and you're supposed to be listening to your teacher, and you want to post that negative post about, you know, about Coco Beware or whoever's in the Hall of Fame or Big Boss Man or whatever, think about who that person is. Think about their contributions to the sport and sports entertainment prior to their WWE and after their WWE run. Think about Coco Beware, who sold merch. I had his action figure, who sang and recorded hit music for them, for wrestling entrance music, who brought a live animal to the ring and danced with it and got the crowd hot. I've seen crazy crowds in the Garden with him and Frankie in Nassau Coliseum and Meadowlands and all those VFW posts and shit like that. He was hot. He was over. He was a legit badass, too. Guy would pistol whip you without a problem. I respect guys like that. I may not like their, you know, their wrestling or their time in the business when I watched it, but, you know, I acknowledge their contributions. Everybody on the list that they've inducted had a legit contribution to wrestling. Drew Carey aside, I don't know if Drew Carey was a big, you know, that was just probably a publicity stunt, but I'm looking at this list now, and there's so many people that have impacted pro wrestling. You know, people ask me about, you know, the Bulldogs and the Midnight Express, and I keep going back to Pillman and Miss Elizabeth and Rick Rude. I can't answer that, guys. I really can't. I know that they'll get their day, though. There's been petitions to get the British Bulldog himself in the Hall of Fame. Why not Dynamite Kid? Why? Because Dynamite Kid is in a wheelchair and he hates fucking wrestling right now? If it wasn't for Dynamite Kid, you wouldn't have guys like Chris Benoit or Eddie Guerrero or Dean Malenko. Or, you know, if it wasn't for him fighting Tiger Mask in the fucking 80s in Japan and getting over as the main event, you wouldn't have any of these smaller guys wrestling. Rey Mysterio wouldn't be champion if it wasn't for Dynamite Kid. Eddie Guerrero wouldn't be champion if it wasn't for Dynamite Kid. I'm telling you. At a time where the big business was big muscles, big dudes, and then it got smaller because the smaller guys were dope. I know people who can't stand Terry Funk. Cannot stand Terry Funk. For what reason, I have no idea. But the contribution that the Funk family had to pro wrestling, the Von Erichs, the Freebirds, who were probably the best six-man tag team ever. Michael Hayes has been in the company for 20 years as a booker, as a writer, as a manager, as everything. As a backstage talent, everything. An agent. If it wasn't for Michael Hayes, you wouldn't have the New Day. The New Day, who everybody puts over, who buys the fucking t-shirts, who even other talent and other promotions are acknowledging them by poking fun of them and making t-shirts, parodies, because they're that good. If it wasn't for the Fabulous Freebirds, you would not have the New Day. Hands down. Think about that for a second before you go on mom's computer tomorrow when WrestleMania is going on and you hate the world. Think about that. That this is a job to these people, and they get paid for it, and they entertain. If they don't entertain you the way you want to be entertained, don't watch it. And I've told you guys that a gazillion times. If you don't like what's going on, change the channel. You got plenty of more to watch. Plenty more to watch. Let's take a quick break. Come right back. Typical Throwbacks. Hall of Fame Philatorial. RantEMRadio.com. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. And I'm full of piss and vinegar. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, you. Thank you so much for downloading this. We really appreciate it. Please continue to support the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast by going to iTunes and Stitcher and leaving a review. Go to TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, get all of our back catalog as well as all of our friend shows. Go to RantEMRadio.com, click on the live link every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and, of course, all of our friend shows over there as well. We have 4 different T-shirts. You want to rock our gear? Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckle throwbacks. Get the fresh gear right now. Of course, as always, thank you so much for supporting the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We appreciate it, and we love you all. Peace.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. 4 hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audioboo, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown, a weekly uncensored and anti-PC look at entertainment, pop culture, professional wrestling, and current events. We also do a weekly top 10 list and fan casting. You can find our show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or the Satchel app for Android, or you can download direct from Libsyn. So come on out of your safe space and join us in the real world, won't you?
Hey, you! Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, The Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, The Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from Neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
The following announcement has been paid for by the Ike World Order. Forget about that. You just brought up
Gary Hart will whip his ass.
Tony C just brought up Ike Turner. How awesome was Lawrence Fishburne in that movie?
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
I'm sorry to get off topic, but he was amazing.
Played that role. Nah. I got San Antonio. Nah.
Stop now. Ike said he only hit her once.
Beat her with a shoe.
Now he
said he only smacked her once.
He smacked her once, but he hit her with everything else.
I hit her with everything, but the kitchen sink now, dog. But I'm saying,
did you see that? You see that look in his eye?
Now he's more of a man than rage.
Ooh, wait a minute now.
Oh, yes, works.
Wait a second. This is the co-host of the Wrestling Colon Show. You
yes, works.
That was all so right. Disrespectful.
All right.
Nah, Steve, I can't have you.
That's why your girl's about to get eliminated from the amazing race.
You see that? I've never questioned manhood rage.
Bullshit, you didn't, surfer.
Tony.
You never ever question your manhood.
No, you did it. Yo, you always do it.
How?
The preceding announcement has been paid for by the Ike World Order. The Wrestling Call-In Show, every Saturday evening on RantEMRadio.com.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Umesi, this is professional wrestler Jimmy Valiant, the Boogie Woogie Man. Tell my people and my brothers and sisters, don't you dare miss Turnbuckle, Throwback Radio, Rant, EM Radio. Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, WrestleMania weekend, and your Hall of Fame Philatorial. Philly Ray is back with you for a few more minutes before I wrap this bitch up. It's a new day. It's actually going to be a new day. April 8th will be our first show without the Mega Powers. So be sure to be in tune to that. And new era in the throwbacks. Hopefully new stuff. Grew great stuff on the horizon, by the way. Just keep it locked to Rant EM Radio, TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, Shining Wizards Network. We got it all for you, kids. We got it all for you. All right. See, New Day. I mentioned New Day before the break. They got their own cereal now. Seriously. You can have a box of Bootios. See? You can thank the Freebirds for that. Just saying. All right. So here's what I'm going to do. I've done enough pissing and moaning, and I've yelled at you guys for long enough. I can't spend more than an hour on this because it's not worth giving that 2 hours to this because, I just keep repeating myself. And I don't want to do that and sound like a broken record. However, I will tell you that it's not a thing where I don't respect anybody's opinion, because I do. I respect everybody's opinion. Whether I agree with you or not, and it's even with politics and religion, I don't discuss them on social media because it's not a neutral thing. I just don't like to get into debates with people who I can't confront. Like, I'd rather be in a setting of people, you know, if I'm going to discuss it. Because, you know, it always raises eyebrows, you know. Pro wrestling and sports does to an extent, but not as much as that stuff. So I try to keep that away from my social media because I feel like I don't want to shove my beliefs down anybody's throat. But when it comes to wrestling, though, I will shove my wrestling beliefs down your throat because I've watched it long enough and I appreciate all the positive stuff that's around the negative or involved in the negative. I will pull something positive out of almost every single wrestling match that I watch. Or every terrible Monday Night Raw or SmackDown or whatever, Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, everything. Because I'm that kind of fan. I could walk away with something substantial. I've never said to myself, man, that entire card was bad. And I've done that before, you know. And not very often where I say, oh man, that whole card, that whole pay-per-view is just terrible. But that guy cut a great promo. Oh, this card was terrible. That match terrible. But that guy has improved so much. Or that girl has improved so much. I try to be objective. It's hard for me to be objective and do a podcast like this because, again, a lot of the new stuff I don't like. I'm an old-school wrestling fan. I do an old-school wrestling podcast. That's what we do. Here's what I want you to do, okay? If you think I'm wrong about any of this stuff with the Hall of Fame, I want you guys to let me know. You can email me. You know how to email me, turnbuckle throwbacks1 at gmail. I'm always on Twitter. Tweet me at tbuckletbacks. Facebook me on the Facebook group pages. I'm always there. And I want you to say, hey, man, you're wrong. And if you can look at this list, I'm serious now. Look at this list. Look at the contributions. The celebrity wing aside, just take the celebrities out of it. Look at that list and tell me if you can give me more than five guys and girls who don't deserve it and debate me on it. I promise you I will give you a rebuttal. Either I'll agree with you or I won't agree with you. But I want you, if you can give me more than five people, then you really don't like the product, because a lot of these names, 97, 98% of these names, and I'm giving the 2% to the celebrity wing, and some of them are even fans, but 98% of this list, all these people that are on this list were major contributors to sports entertainment. Seriously. I want you to acknowledge it. And I want you guys to dig deep and look at some of these names. And when you're watching the Hall of Fame this weekend, I really want you to think about the Big Boss Man and the Freebirds. Think about, think about Miss Jacqueline, you know? I want you to think about the fabulous Freebirds and their contribution to sports entertainment. I want you to think about the main headliner.
Sting!
Yeah, that guy.
Sting!
That's right. Thank you, Black Scorpion, who should be inducting Sting, but, you know, who am I, right? However, I really want you guys to think about that. And I want you to think about Charles Wright, the Godfather. Think about their contributions and then try to debate me on it. Before and after their WWE run. Seriously. I talked long enough. I'm going to start wrapping this up. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for listening to this nonsense for the last hour. And I want to thank Rant EM Radio for putting this on. We had a great weekend of programming. Hope you guys are all enjoying this. I want to thank the Facebook page for fucking igniting my fire. And I was having this discussion with Dan Lopez a few weeks ago, and I was like, you know what? Dan indirectly inspired me to do this too. So this one's for Dan. This is dedicated to my buddy Dan Lopez, Handsome Dan Lopez, on WLWstudios.com. Handsome Dan's last word. The smartest man not in professional wrestling, which is debatable, but I love you anyway, Dan. He's the best. Support Dan. Support all of our friends. And that's pretty much it for me. Go to rantemradio.com, turnbucklethrowbacks.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Support all of our friends on our page and all of our friends' shows and all their projects, because they're wonderful people. So I am the Impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you all to enjoy WrestleMania. Be kind to yourselves, each other. Please avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Hug your mom. Be kind to animals. Don't say the N-word unless you're on Esther or the Mega Powers. And that's pretty much it. Guys, I love you all. See you next week. Have a blessed weekend.
Be students, be teachers, be politicians, be preachers. Yeah.
be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions, be truth seekers, be students, be teachers, be politicians, be preachers, be believers, be leaders, be astronauts.